Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the second conditional. But before we start, I would like to thank Izzy Speak for supporting this podcast. Izzy Speak is a language learning platform where you can book one-to-one lessons with teachers from all over the world. The lessons take place via video conference, which is especially helpful to practice your oral skills. The trial lesson is only €3 and their lessons are usually under €10, so you can easily improve in any language you want. So, onto the podcast, which is all about the second conditional. Now, if you are a regular listener, you may have heard a podcast in the past where I talk about the theory of the conditionals. If not, maybe go back, try and find that podcast. Today we're going to practice it using a really good tool, and that's practicing conversation where the second conditional is relevant. It can be anything which is talking about something unlikely or impossible, and something that is impossible, well, for most people, is to have a superpower. Of course, it's not impossible for Superman or Batman or any of those Marvel characters, but for the mere mortals among us, it is sadly impossible. So I'm going to be talking about which superpower I would choose. Before I start, I'd like you to listen carefully for how I use the second conditional throughout this little talk. Okay? So here goes. One of the great philosophical questions of our time is, if you could have any superpower, what would you choose? So on today's podcast, I'm going to discuss this incredibly important issue. So what's the best superpower? First of all, let's talk about the power of flight. The positives. If I could fly, then I would be able to go wherever I want, more or less whenever I want. You wouldn't have to worry about the traffic or the cost of air travel. You would just take off into the sky and head for your destination of choice. It sounds perfect. But what about the negatives? Well, if people found out that I could fly, the attention would be just too much for me. It would be a nightmare keeping it a secret. And if people discovered the truth, I would be a celebrity. I would be followed around, maybe even turned into a scientific experiment. No, for me, the ability to fly would not be worth it. What about the power to read people's thoughts? You would know immediately if someone couldn't be trusted, but you would also know if someone didn't like you. And if someone you really liked was thinking something horrible about you, it would be the most depressing superpower. So for me, the power to read people's thoughts, not great. Shapeshifting would be a great power. The ability to instantly change your form would be really useful in certain situations. If you could transform yourself into a car to escape a dangerous situation, or an object to avoid being found, this would be a fantastic super ability. But as good as all of these superpowers would be, I would prefer something a little simpler. I don't like attention. I wouldn't want to be famous or treated like an alien. So if I could have any superpower, I would have the ability to speak every language in the world. If I visited Denmark, I would speak Danish to people. If I went to Thailand, I would speak Thai. Apparently, there are over 7,000 languages in the world, so if I spoke all of them, I would be the only person in the world that could communicate with everyone. But of course, I would not tell anyone that I had this power. I would keep that information to myself. So, what superpower would you have? So hopefully you heard a lot of second conditional and paid attention to the structure that I used. Remember that when we use the second conditional, we have to use if and then the past simple. For example, I said, if people discovered the truth, or if people found out, so there I'm using the past simple, and then the other side of the sentence, I use would. If people found out that I could fly, the attention would be too much for me. So would, and then the infinitive verb. If you want to practice this by yourself, you can write a little text about which superpower you would have. Do what I did. Try to use as much second conditional as you can. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful and interesting, and it gave you some ideas for the superpowers that you might have if you were given the opportunity. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, then you can send me an email. I always like hearing from listeners. My contact details can be found on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.